This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And if you really want that compelling conversation, you should probably listen to someone else's segment.
Definitely. We're not that compelling.
We're trying. We're joined this morning by Mr. Sanjay Kumar of the Avnav Corporation. How you doing, Sanjay?
Thank you, Dave. I'm doing wonderful. Great.
And you have something called an electronic flight bag.
That's correct, an electronic flight bag.
So this is like a black box that sucks everything I need to carry with me, raincoats, books, jackets.
No, just the plates and charts and all the information you need to carry.
Okay, and this is an application for my phone?
For phone and the tablets, and Android phones and tablets in particular.
Sectionals, IFR plates, the whole bit?
Sectional, IFR, high and low charts, as well as the plates and airport diagrams, AFDs. You can carry all of that in one small device.
Wow, that's a lot of information.
How can you fit that all in a cell phone? That's what cracks me up.
That's why they make large SD cards.
I was going to say, it's either that or they have a trash compactor and they just squeeze it all in
there. You go. This is a service we would purchase so that we would get updates and things like that?
Correct. Every 28 days, we update the database, we update the charts. You go online and you just press the download button and it updates everything that is outdated.
And we just stand back and let her rip. Can I actually draw like a flight plan on the
yes,
on the app?
You can do rubber banding and you can pick your start and end point. It will draw a line for you and you can drag the line for, say, a fuel stop or to weigh around as special use airspace.
Well, that's pretty powerful.
That is very powerful, but I just can't see trying to fly an airplane and working on the cell phone at the same time.
Well, that's why I think tablet's probably the preferred device.
I was going to say the iPad and other tablets have become quite popular with pilots as like a backup instrument panel. And you guys got this covered, right?
Exactly. Well, we are on Android, which is the faster, newer.
The other guys.
So you're right. iPad is currently the most dominant platform for pilots, and most of the pilots are using iPad along with an iPad application. We came out on Android because we feel Android is faster, has more choice of hardware, and a generally lower priced option for pilots. And these days, cost of flying, you know, is a concern. So
yes, it is. Does it do moving map?
Yes, it does moving map in the air too. So you do your flight planning on the ground, you take your flight plan in the air, and it follows the GPS radio already built into your tablet. Don't have to buy any other device. So your tablet doubles up as a moving map. It shows your position on the chart, and it shows your position on the approach plates and airport diagrams too. So you're covered all the way.
That is.
There are no peripheral devices or anything that you have to purchase with this program, right?
Not unless you want weather in the air. If you want TAF, METAR, NEXRAD, and traffic, you can buy an ADS-B device. Those are not much these days. There are many options available. We support several devices. And you can get weather in the air also that way. But unless you want the weather, you can just do fine with just the tablet or the phone.
Well, where we come from, we just don't have weather.
No,
that's
none
wonderful. Only the thunderstorms.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, we get those too. This, I imagine, the ADS-B connection is just a USB cable.
It's actually wireless. It's Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. You choose.
Oh, so, my, that's even easier.
So less clutter in the cockpit.
Wow. That's a pretty sophisticated device.
I'm telling you, I like this Wi-Fi and Bluetooth stuff strictly for the fact that you don't have cables and wires dangling all over the place and nothing to pull out of devices, you know.
Yeah, nothing to forget to bring with you.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
So how long have you guys been marketing this?
We are making a major push at the AirVenture. We introduced the app about 6 months ago, and we have had about 5,000 people download the app so far. But it was more in a beta testing, and now we are starting to reduce pricing and support and so on for the app in this AirVenture show.
So, okay. Well, that's the big question. How much?
Well, the big question is not much. $4.99 per month. And so for the year, it's about $60 only. That includes approach plates georeferencing, which alone costs more than $75 on the iPads.
Right.
So it's a very inexpensive and very affordable solution, along with an affordable iPad, Android device.
Sounds like we need to rush right out and get this.
I'm telling you, do they make this for highways and byways and stuff? Because we're strictly
moving bicycle.
We're strictly IFR here. I follow roads.
So. Yeah, we have had people say they are using it on their motorcycles because they like the app so much they just want to go somewhere with it on the ground also.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not? It sounds great.
It's a good test for us.
It's awful hard to maintain the heading on the VOR when you're on the motorcycle.
I don't think the biker community would appreciate somebody rolling up with an iPad on their Harley, you know.
Well, they can do it on the phone, maybe attach it somewhere on the...
No, I've seen people using the GPS functions for that, but yeah. An iPad on
no,
a Harley...
No, iPad on the Harley would not make sense.
Oh, why not? It'd work. You got the room.
Yeah.
And then you can get the radio app as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So... What's the plans for the future? I mean, right now you're just doing a rollout.
Yes, we are doing a rollout. Our plan is to raise the bar for Android EFBs. We are at right now most complete comprehensive app, but we will add more things to it, such as synthetic vision, which is even more safety in the air. We have terrain right now, but we will have 3D terrain down the road.
Wow.
Are you guys talking about an iPad application?
We are staying on Android. We are a small company, so we need to pick and choose and stay focused. Plus, there are many apps available for iPad. And we just think that there's a more underserved market in Android. And Android is growing fast, so we'll be very busy with just Android.
Are you going after, I don't know if it would be STCs or TSO or whatever the gobbly letter thing is.
We have got a lot of
FAA approval.
Not at this point, but we have got a lot of interest from experimental market where people want us to interface with the experimental radios and autopilots and so on. And we have talked to several vendors on the show, and we'll be working with them to improve integration in that market. We will be interfacing with the panel mount unit so we can get the flight plan out of the unit into our device. But you cannot input anything into a GPS. The certified GPS, that's harder.
Right. So, but that's okay. We're getting to the point where we're going to just, you know, press play and then take a nap while the airplane flies you right to where you want to go.
Seriously, pretty soon you're just going to be able to talk into a small microphone mounted on the panel and say, I want to go from here to Cleveland. Can you get me there without busting any airspace?
Yeah, and then it'll come back and say, there are two Clevelands.
Yeah,
and
really.
Which one do you want?
And then, of course, the dreaded recalculating.
Yeah.
Recalculating. Yeah.
It doesn't say that, does it?
It doesn't say that. We don't say anything. We stay quiet right now.
Well, the other thing is I can't imagine an air navigation thing going in 300 yards, turn right.
Yeah. What does the military call it? Something Betty?
Yeah.
That's what we need is another one of those in the car.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think the ability to be warned of special airspace alone, because we live in the Northeast where it's just, you know, you got TCAs and stuff, Class Bs or whatever they're called now.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. We do have airspaces on the map, so you can see them.
Yeah, without...
I live in the Northeast, too, and I...
Before someone gets upset, you can see them.
Yes.
So that's a wonderful...
Sounds like there's a lot of features and everything to come with this device.
All jam-packed into a simple handheld device.
Yeah, really. KTEL presents.
No. Yeah, that's the next version.
So what do you have... What are you coming up with in the future?
We will be having more interfaces with more devices, more ADS-B devices, more interfaces with the panel-mounted avionics, and we will have synthetic vision and then the 3D terrain.
How about checklists? Can you
checklists,
set up
weight and balance? Those things we will incorporate too as we go.
So
the pilots have asked about it. So.
Nice. You plug in your aircraft. How about fuel burn calculations?
Yes, we do have fuel burn calculation. We have winds aloft calculation. And so when you do your flight planning, it shows your fuel burn for various altitudes, so you can pick your altitude in advance. So we do that. But we will have more features like weight and balance and checklist and interface with the panel mounted electronics.
And then there's the button that says, oh, you press that and it tells you what to do.
Yeah, it was known as a panic button. That you know, I like the fact that they're going to interface with other devices, but I'm not techno savvy, so that just scares me.
Well, Sanjay, I want to thank you for bringing your device in here. It looks like a lot of features in a little box.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm very pleased to be here.
Do you have a website real quick?
Yes, we have avnavefb.com is the website, and you look for Avnav on the Google Play Store to find us.
Very good. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.